Here's something for you. Although you may think that your age doesn't define you, society still does. That's why we're here. We fight for you. We fight for your rights. We fight to make sure you have everything you need to feel confident as you age, whether that means taking care of a loved one, saving for retirement, or changing careers. Put simply, AARP is looking out for you so that you can build your future and look forward to what's coming next. Please join us by calling 888-339-5847 or visit www.aarp.org/blindandbeyond.
Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzikit.org. That's www.mitsykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity, and your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555.
Listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Service-related injuries affect a veteran's whole family. For example, mortar fire left Sergeant Sean Johnson with a traumatic brain injury that caused problems with his vision. Fortunately for him and his wife Melissa, the Blinded Veterans Association, or BVA, could provide needed resources. Melissa, now secretary of the National BVA Auxiliary Board, says BVA programs and outreach are absolutely critical to recovery. Learn more about how BVA helps veterans and how you can help the organization at bva.org.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the Essential Workplace Skills Series. The Essential Workplace Skills Series is intended for transitional age youth and young adults who are about to enter the workforce, as well as adults with little to no real work history. It is designed to build an essential foundation of skills needed to be successful in today's workplace. The Essential Workplace Skills Series addresses the soft skills that employers are seeking in their employees while taking their consumer through the process of finding and securing a job that they desire and are qualified for. Our goal at WSB is to provide our consumers with a customized employment program that will allow each of them to achieve their goal. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at wsblind.org.
There's no denying it. Everyone is feeling overwhelmed. Life is tough these days. If you are looking for some relief, CBD just may help you manage your stress levels, cope with anxiety, enhance your gut health, and soothe your pain and inflammation. Community Pharmacy's Jeff Ferris, RPH, a pharmacist with over 35 years' experience, has done the research to bring you the highest quality, full-spectrum CBD products on the market. Community Pharmacy carries CBD with the Hemp Authority seal of approval, letting you know that these products are monitored for standardized quality control and third-party tested, ensuring a safer hemp industry. You deserve peace of mind. Try Community Pharmacy CBD products today. Phone in your order at 410-749-2195 or simply visit thehemphealth.com. Mention the promo code radio to receive a 10% discount off your order.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But
this is the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We're back. Oh, yeah, we're back. Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael, and we're back with the Mother's Day. That's right, we're back. The phone number call in, which I definitely hope you can do, 407-894-1680. And for those folks that are just tuning in for the first time, don't know what this is all about, we say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. That's what we're all about. So if you'd like to listen, which we hope you can do, listen. We'd love to have you come on aboard. The phone number, 407-894-1680. We're going to go right now to trivia time. We'll be very busy later on in the show. And we won't have time. So right now, we're going to write the trivia. Trivia time. Phone number is 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song? Glad you're there. Who's singing the song?
You taught me everything and everything you've given me. I always keep it inside. You're the driving force in my life. Hey, there isn't anything or anyone that I could be, and it just wouldn't feel right if I didn't have you by my side. Oh, you were there for me to love and care for me when skies were gray. Whenever I was down, you were always there to comfort me. No one else can be what you have been to me. You will always be. You will always be the girl in my life for all time. Mama.
Who is singing this song? 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Who's singing this song? Okay.
Thank you, Chris.
Listen, I got a guest caller on the phone line that's supposed to be calling in. I know she's early. And then we have
from
Brunswick, New Georgia, Miss Carolyn on the phone line who wants to chime in with you.
Okay, well, the guest caller will wait till after the break, Chris.
Roger that.
So, okie dokie.
Let's talk to our good friend, the one and only Professor, Doctor, First Lady, Miss Carolyn from Brunswick, Georgia.
From Brunswick, Georgia. Caroline, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. How you doing, Michael? All right, how you doing?
Hi, Carolyn.
Hi, happy Mother's Day. I started saying birthday, but happy Mother's Day, Sheila and Ben.
I'm happy Mother's Day.
Don't feel bad. I started to tell somebody happy Mother's Day earlier. I went, happy birthday.
So everybody's okay?
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Okay, I was just talking to Chris about everything that's going on here in Brunswick. It's a mess.
Right. I'm sure that's the top topic up there, up in Georgia, in Brunswick.
Yeah, and then we're dealing with some personal issues, too, concerning someone.
Are you?
Yeah, that this person really has mental issues, but they're throwing the book at her, got her in jail when she should be in the hospital.
What's this?
Yeah.
Well, Carolyn, we will keep you in our prayers for sure.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in, Carolyn. Keep on listening. Keep on calling in.
Can I answer the trivia while I'm here?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Answer the trivia. Absolutely.
It's boys to men.
That's right.
Yeah.
You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. That's right, Subway. $10 gift card goes out to Miss Caroline, otherwise known as Carolyn.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Carolyn.
Thanks.
All right, Miss Carolyn, hold on one moment. Let me gather some information. I think we're good, but let me gather it just in case.
Okay.
That's Brunswick, Georgia coming in.
We're glad you're out there, Carolyn. We'll be praying for you.
Thank you.
Let's go back now to Sheila Young, what you were saying before we interrupted you at the top of the hour.
It's okay. That hour went by so fast, I didn't realize the hour was up.
So what else? I saw the list of the auction prizes. Wowie, wowie. Nice prizes.
Yeah, we have everything from $150 Publix card to $50 Target cards to a Galaxy to a Amazon Echo Show to wireless earbuds to I can't remember what else. A lot of gift cards because
a lot of things.
We can't email any kind of major stuff, or can't mail a lot of major stuff because we don't want it to break. So
how will it work, Sheila? How will people access the convention? Tell them the logistics.
They will have to go to fcb.org and find the program, and then they will have to contact our office, or they can contact me. So if they look under the officers of FCB, my email and phone number is there. We will have to send them if they want to be able to participate in, say, the auction or any of the meetings, they would have to have a Zoom webinar invite. So they would have to do it, or they'd have to know the phone number to call in, which I can give them if they call me.
Okay. Otherwise, all right, we're going to go. Yes.
Otherwise, they have to listen on ACB radio if they just want to listen. And there is a phone number for that, which I can...
Shout that out before we go to break. Shout it out before we go to break.
712-775-4808.
Say one more time, then we're going to break.
712-775-4808, and I believe it will be on ACB Radio Mainstream.
Okay. We're going to break.
Thank you for that.
We're going to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We're going to break. We'll be right back. Don't go away. We'll be right back with Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We're listening for the cassettes. We're leaving. We're going to break. I don't hear the castanets. There you go.
Keystone
Vocational Services is currently seeking legally blind individuals for federally contracted mailroom career opportunities in Boyers, Pennsylvania. Qualified applicants are those who meet the definition of legal blindness, are United States citizens, natural or documented naturalized, and have a high school diploma or GED equivalent. Applicants must undergo an extensive federal background check, including a credit and criminal background check and drug screen. We offer relocation, housing, and services assistance. Interested applicants should go to www.keystoneblind.org to apply or call 724-734-5079 for further details. Keystone Vocational Services is an equal opportunity employer.
AARP is the nation's largest nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to empowering Americans 50 and older to choose how they live as they age. With nearly 38 million members, AARP works to strengthen communities and advocate for what matters most to families. With a focus on health security, financial stability, and personal fulfillment, AARP also works for individuals in the marketplace by sparking new solutions and allowing carefully chosen high-quality products and services to carry the AARP name. As a trusted source for news and information, AARP produces the nation's largest circulation publications, AARP the Magazine and AARP Bulletin. Please join us by calling 888-339-5847 or visiting www.aarp.org/blindandbeyond.
If you or a loved one is living with low vision or blindness, you need the Low Vision Shop, America's low vision destination. Visit us at thelowvisionshop.com to explore life-changing vision aids curated by a team of specialists with 45 years of experience in the low vision field. At thelowvisionshop.com, you can explore the new LED light-up mobility cane, the blind shell mobile phone with large tactile buttons, a large variety of handheld and video magnifiers, the latest innovative wearable technology, and much more. Use code BVR20 for 10% off your purchase at thelowvisionshop.com. That's thelowvisionshop, all one word, .com.
Free shipping on all domestic orders.
Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitsykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear, it's time for Blind and Beyond.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Welcome back. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Welcome back. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. Lynn, you are up.
Okay, well, this is going to be interesting. And finally, we have two guest callers on calling in at the same time. And I'd like to welcome first, I'll introduce everybody and then we'll all chat, Dr. Ellie Dupre. And Dr. Ellie Dupre is the executive director of the Florida Agency Serving the Blind. And also calling in is Chantel Buck. And Chantel is the president and CEO of New Vision for Independence in Leesburg, Florida. And we have a lot to talk about. So welcome, Dr. Ellie, and welcome, Chantel.
Thank you, Lynn. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day to you both.
Before I begin, I would like to add something to this. It's very important to me. The radio show has never taken any kind of political stand on anything, one way or another. But this is very important to me as a blind individual. And this does not make a difference whether you're in Florida, whether you're in Pennsylvania, wherever you are, in Georgia, anywhere you are in this country, it can happen to you. We're going to be talking about it in the next period of time on the show, about what's going on in the blind community because of this virus. Now, going back to Lynn, and let's talk about it, about this, what's going on to the blind community.
Okay, and also Dr. Ellie and Chantel, Sheila Young, the president of the Florida Council for the Blind, the state president, is also on the line.
Good evening, everybody.
Hi, Sheila. We met a couple
Hi,
of
Ellie.
Years ago,
Hi,
and
Chantel.
I've also been on the phone with you a few
I've
times.
Met Ellie. I haven't met Chantel, so
we will at that point. Tammy and I have also met via the telephone.
Chris, is there any way to, there's no way to turn up like a volume or anything? It's hard for me to hear both of them.
No, not on
Sheila,
my
can you
end.
Hear them up?
I need, if they would turn up their end or if they would not be on a speakerphone, it'll work better for them that way.
Okay. Are you guys on the speakerphone?
No, I'm using my headset. So I'll just talk louder. Well, does it help?
Yeah, just turn up your end on your phone and make sure you got the receiver up to your ear. If you got a Bluetooth,
okay.
I know sometimes the Bluetooth, it gives you that distant, faint noise or sound, or like you're not really by the phone.
No, I'm on a wired mic.
Sheila, can you hear them okay?
Not really well, but, you know, I can hear them okay, but not great.
Yeah. I'm wondering if we then will be able to have to talk to one at a time. Well, first of all, one of the reasons why I invited both of you to call in was I read about the budget cuts, the proposed budget cuts in Florida for the disabled and the blind communities, and I realize this may go on in the rest of the country as well. And actually, Chantel, I believe you posted it, and I read the post, and
yes.
You suggested having Dr. Dupre call in also because she's an expert on this, so I thought that's what we would talk about. So, Dr. Dupre, would you like to begin?
Okay, but please call me Ellie.
Okay, Ellie.
Everybody calls me Ellie.
Okay,
I'll begin.
And you guys can yell. Don't worry. Scream,
because
I can hardly hear you.
Okay, well, I'll make sure I talk pretty loud.
Now I hear you. Okie dokie.
Yeah. I want to thank Chantel because she's a terrific communicator through social media, and I'm glad that she caught your attention, Lynn.
She did.
You know, this is not a political position at all in our case, I feel. This is definitely just an advocacy for basic rights of people who are blind or visually impaired. In our case, in the state of Florida, but I imagine that people who are listening from other states may have the same situation, where you see that the budget of the state is just being killed off because we don't have any taxes coming into the state because nobody's buying anything, and basically the state of Florida lives off of sales taxes. So the governor naturally is taking a look because they must have a balanced budget. They're not allowed to have a deficit budget like they can in the federal level. And so we're concerned that the funding that is directed by the state to services for babies, children, teenagers, working age adults, and seniors might be cut. Now, we're getting good hope from our friends in Tallahassee who are watching this very closely, who have a very good awareness of what goes on in government. And they do feel that the basic attitude of the governor and the legislators is to protect people who are in a vulnerable situation, and people who are blind or visually impaired are in a vulnerable situation with COVID, and also if they don't have the access and the training that they need in order to run their own lives. So we're hopeful, but it doesn't hurt for the governor and for his assistant who works on issues related to the education department, which is where Blind Services is. It doesn't hurt for them to hear from anybody and everybody who just wants to let them know that they want to protect the funding for whichever population of people you want to talk about. If you're a parent of a blind baby, or if you yourself are a person who has received training or is in the process of receiving training or knows that training is important, rehabilitation training, or maybe you're a student in public school or in the Florida School for the Deaf and Blind, or if you are a student going to college, anybody who is a friend of such a person or a relative of such a person or such a person themselves can send a note to the governor. And it's an email that you would have to send. I'm going to stop for a minute and see if anybody wants to ask something or say something.
Okay, yeah. And so, Chantel,
I'd like to chime in if that's okay. This is Chantel.
Yes, actually, right.
Ellie was right on. And for those who may be listening who aren't from Florida, I'd like to, you know, briefly explain the structure of services for people with low vision or blindness throughout the state. We are, you know, beyond blessed in the state of Florida that no matter where you go in the state and no matter your age, if you have a severe visual impairment, there are services for you. And that is only possible because the state of Florida itself has a Division of Blind Services within the Department of Education that contracts with agencies like mine, serving Lake, Sumter, and the Villages. And about half of my budget in my organization comes from these state contracts through the state of Florida Division of Blind Services under the Department of Education. And it's my feeling that, you know, Governor DeSantis has no desire to, you know, harm or impede training for people who need it. But he's in a tough position because of he's trying to balance the budget, like Ellie said. And if we are not vocal right now to make sure that the governor and all of our legislators understand that this investment from the state in blind services, not only is it good as a human move, because blindness can happen to any of us at any time. They say the disabilities minority group is the one minority group that any of us can join at any time. But not only is this important on a human level, but it's also an economic issue. You have adults who need services so that they can maintain their employment, which is especially important right now, or find employment. You have seniors, like Ellie said, that are so vulnerable right now, that they may not be returning to work, but they can still contribute. There's a woman who received services from us. Her name is Donna. She lives in the Villages. And with the training that she received, she hand-sewed cloth face masks for our Lake County transit workers. She's contributing. Okay. And she's only able to do that because of these services that are in jeopardy right now.
Well, and this is Sheila, ladies, and I support the 100% support what you're talking about. As president of the Florida Council, we have been fighting for a couple of years, and Ellie knows this, for services for the senior population, because the government doesn't understand that if we don't offer services for the senior population to stay independent, then it's going to cost the government a whole lot more.
I have to say something right now, very important to everybody listening to this show. And this is Michael. I want to make sure that everybody knows it's me talking right now. Because I've never said this before, and I'm saying it now loud and clear. If you are vision impaired or blind, it means we're talking to you. We need you to call or write your congressman if you live in Florida. And if you don't live in Florida, we still need your help to call your congressman wherever you are, because it's going to happen to you too. Because when it comes to the vision impaired blind community, we're always the first ones to get that's messed up. I could use another word, but I'm not. We're the first ones that they cut back on first. And since this is an election year, when you call up, it makes a difference. When you write, it makes a difference. Because the point being is they need your vote. And I don't care if you're Republican, I don't care if you're a Democrat, I don't care if you're independent. We need your help. Now's the time to get off your rear end and make a phone call and make sure you help us help the visually impaired and the blind community. We need your help. So that means you have to call your congressman or write to your congressman and tell them it's not right to hurt the blind community. Okay,
so I would encourage everyone who is calling in, you are so right that it is so important right now to make your voice heard, because these budget cuts likely going
to
happen.
I'm trying to emphasize to the community, because a lot of times they don't do nothing. They sit on their end and they listen to the show and they don't do anything. Now is the time we need their help, because the point thing is if they don't help, if they're not going to make any calls, then it's going to hurt the vision impaired and the blind community. And we need them to call, especially now because it's election year. So if you call your congressman, if you write to your congressman, that's all you have to say. We're against.
But, Michael,
yes.
a lot of people out there just say, my voice doesn't matter.
It does matter, though. It does matter.
Hold on, Michael.
Yes.
What Chantel and Ellie are trying to say is, if you can reach out to everyone you know and say, okay, I'm going to call so-and-so in my state, so I need you to call so-and-so in your state. And if you don't know who to call, you call the main office in D.C., and they'll tell you who to call. So,
well,
I want to emphasize to our listeners, this is no joke. They got to do something. And we need our listeners, because all these listeners listen to the show. Now is the time to react and do something, because it's election time and people care about you calling and people care about your vote. Trust me.
Well, this is one of the things that I love
about Chantel. Back to you, Chantel.
All the years that I've worked in this field is that all of us are so passionate and really care about what's happening, not just to ourselves, but to all the people that come into our lives because of their vision loss. This is what I appreciate so much. Let me give you the phone number for Governor Ron DeSantis.
Good.
It's 850-717-9337.
What's this phone number for?
Now, I'm going to tell you. This is a phone number for his office.
So when Whose office? Wants,
Governor Ron DeSantis of the state of Florida.
In Tallahassee.
The thing is,
yeah, well, I would rather call the senators, because the senator, the Congress people care more, because DeSantis is an election. He's not running right now. He's not running, but the congressmen are. You want to call the people that are running. That's the people who care.
We want to call our congressmen. We want to call them absolutely, but the budget is with the governor right now, and he is deciding what he is going to be vetoing.
So we want
to make a bunch of calls.
Governor DeSantis has the right to veto lines in the budget. all of the money for babies through seniors who are blind or visually impaired is on line 53. So if he scratches a line, if he scratches out line 53, all of the funding for people, whether they're babies or any other age up to 100 and plus, will be lost.
Okay, Ellie, give the number again, then we're going to go to break. We come back, we're going to be talking more about social distancing as you wanted to do. So give the number again, please.
Okay, so there's two. So first of all, I'm going to give you the number, but I also need to talk about the email address for a second. But the number is 850-717-9337.
Okay, that's the governor's office.
Now, when you call in, you can say to whoever you're talking to, I know the governor wants everything to come to him by email, but I can't email. If you can email, I'll give you the email address after the break. But if you can't email, call that number and tell them the email system is not accessible to you, and that's why you're calling.
And tell the listeners real quickly just a simple line that they should say.
I couldn't hear what you said.
Okay. I'm a person who's blind or visually impaired, or I'm the mother of, or I'm the parent of, or I'm the wife or husband of, or my child, whatever you want to say, is visually impaired and blind. And I want the governor to preserve all the funding in line 53.
Perfect.
Okay. Chris, let's go to a quick break, please, and come back. We'll have 10 minutes to talk more.
Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
For more than 60 years, AARP has focused on upending negative aging stereotypes, developing products and services, and widening opportunities at every age. We have been serving our members and society as a whole by creating positive social change through advocacy and information. The nearly 38 million members of AARP stand for generations and reflect a wide variety of attitudes, cultures, and lifestyles. Each day, we build on our history of solutions to fight for and equip each individual to live their best life. Please join us by calling 888-339-5847 or visit www.aarp.org/blindandbeyond.
If you or a loved one is living with low vision or blindness, you need the Low Vision Shop, America's low vision destination. Visit us at thelowvisionshop.com to explore life-changing vision aids curated by a team of specialists with 45 years of experience in the low vision field. At thelowvisionshop.com, you can explore the new LED light-up mobility cane, the blind shell mobile phone with large tactile buttons, a large variety of handheld and video magnifiers, the latest innovative wearable technology, and much more. Use code BVR20 for 10% off your purchase at thelowvisionshop.com. That's thelowvisionshop, all one word, .com.
Free shipping on all domestic orders.
There's no denying it. Everyone is feeling overwhelmed. Life is tough these days. If you are looking for some relief, CBD just may help you manage your stress levels, cope with anxiety, enhance your gut health, and soothe your pain and inflammation. Community Pharmacy's Jeff Ferris, RPH, a pharmacist with over 35 years' experience, has done the research to bring you the highest quality, full-spectrum CBD products on the market. Community Pharmacy carries CBD with the Hemp Authority seal of approval, letting you know that these products are monitored for standardized quality control and third-party tested, ensuring a safer hemp industry. You deserve peace of mind. Try Community Pharmacy CBD products today. Phone in your order at 410-749-2195. Or simply visit thehemphealth.com. Mention the promo code radio to receive a 10% discount off your order.
During this COVID-19 environment, Duxbury Systems is here for your Braille software needs. We are open and working via telecommuting for technical support, activation questions, orders, etc. We are doing our best to keep the Braille flowing during this stressful period. So it's best to contact us via email. So please write to us at support@duxys.com. That's support@duxsys.com. Duxbury Systems makes accessible software for translating, transcribing, editing, and baking Braille for about 200 languages. DBT Win and DBT Max support virtually every Braille printer. We also support a number of Braille math codes and even tactile graphics. So visit us at duxsys.com. That's duxsys.com. Remember, Duxbury Systems is here for you.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Michael, the phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. We've been talking, and I want you to listen very carefully. We've been talking something very important. It could happen in your state. It's happening right now in Florida. It could happen to any state. All you people listening to all parts of the country, whether you're in Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, anywhere you are, it could happen to you too, because they're budgeting now with the different states. And what's happening, because this virus is hurting all the state's budget. And now the first one they always cut back on is the vision, impaired, and blind. And now we need you people to talk up, especially if you're in Florida. We need your help. Now's the time. Okay. Chantel, you're back.
Thank you, Michael. And thank you, Lynn, for having myself and Dr. Ellie Dupree from Florida Agency Serving the Blind to talk about this. And, of course, Sheila Young.
You're welcome.
I'm trying to come at it from a place of understanding, because we know our government officials, I can only imagine what they're feeling right now. These are unique times. It's unprecedented to have something like this basically shut down our economy. And with Florida, it's a tourism state. We are being hurt by lack of tax revenue coming in. And so the governor has, I don't envy that position. He has his budget in front of him where he's looking at it line by line, as is his prerogative, to figure out what can be cut so that he can have a balanced budget. Ellie was talking before the break that it's a requirement in Florida for the budget to be balanced.
All states have to have a balanced budget, all states.
And I don't know that it's, I don't know how much services for the blind are necessarily being targeted, but I know that it's vulnerable. And if we don't make it known to our state officials of all kinds, if we don't make it known to our governor and our elected officials, you know, that blind services are vital from a human perspective, from an economic perspective, that it would have a lot of bad impact on our state and our economy if those services were eliminated.
Well, I would like to add something to that, because I can appreciate that if it's not something that you do every day, that the idea of writing an email or making a phone call to the office of the governor can be somewhat intimidating. And you sort of say to yourself, oh, you know, I don't know what to say, or they're not going to listen to me anyway. They don't know my name. I'm not a person who is active in politics all the time. No, that's true. You may not have this as your daily activity. But the fact of the matter is there is no voice more important than yours. When you speak,
especially right now in the voting time.
When you speak with sincerity and you make a statement about something that's important to you, it has a tremendous emotional impact on the person who hears it. They know that you went out of your way to do this. If this was something you did every day, if this was your job, it wouldn't count as much because they're going to say, oh, well, you're getting paid to do that. You know, somebody's giving you a big check every month to say these words. Nobody's giving you a check to say these words. You're saying these words purely because you care. And when your voice trembles a little bit, or if your hands get a little sweaty like mine do when I get really upset, you're going to say, oh, my God. But the thing is, there's nothing like hearing a message from the heart. And you, the people who are listening to this show right now, you have a more powerful voice than anybody else because you will be speaking from your own personal experience and the caring that you feel for somebody in your family. So please don't be shy. I'm going to read the phone number one more time. It's 850-717-9337.
So please, that's the governor's phone line.
That's the governor's office. And the
and Ellie just gave me the email address.
Yeah, so that'll be on the website for Blind and Beyond Radio. And thank you so much for listening to us because we need you. Okay, we're totally sincere in saying the reason that we are so grateful to have these few minutes on this radio program is because we know there's a lot of people listening to it, and we need your voice. We need you right now to save, to preserve all of the funding in Line 53 for blind and visually impaired people.
Well, and Ellie and Chantel, I think it's extremely important that we also emphasize that we have worked extremely hard to make sure we have accessible voting machines for all people to get out and vote. So there is no excuse for people to not be able to vote. And if they decide to vote from home, we are working very hard on behalf of Access to Vote Florida and the Florida Council to make sure that we have accessible vote by mail. So we need everybody's support in that as well, because if you don't vote, you can't complain.
Hallelujah.
Okay, well, thank you very much for coming on, Chantel.
And Michael?
Yes. Hello? Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you.
Yep, heard you. Did you have anything else to say, Chantel, before we say goodnight?
I would love to hear more from Sheila about what we can do to support accessible voting, because I think all across the country we're going to be seeing more and more talking about the accessible vote by mail or voting by mail. And we know right now that that is not accessible. You have to really trust someone you're living with to fill out your ballot for you. And I don't know about you, but that kind of takes away my right to a private ballot. So I would love to learn more about how we can support that.
And you can contact me. I know Ellie's got my email, but Chantel, it's Sheila Young from Florida Council of the Blind. So if you go to fcb.org, my email and my phone number is there. So feel free to contact me. I would love to talk with you.
I would like to call you too, Sheila. I've got some questions about that too.
Yeah, Ellie's got my phone, my email.
She's got your number. She's got your number, right, Sheila?
Everybody's got my
Ellie number. Ellie DePrey's on everybody's number.
Yeah. Well, thank you both of you so much for calling in tonight. We really, really appreciate it.
And happy Mother's Day.
And drink white cane coffee.
Happy Mother's Day, ladies.
White cane coffee, right.
Drink white cane coffee. It's good stuff.
Take care.
Thank you, guys. Bye. Thank you so much, Dr. Dupre, and thank you, Chantel Buck. We appreciate it so much.
Thank you, guys.
All right, we're gonna, right now we're going to trivia time, the last trivia. Here it is. Who's singing the song? This was a big group. Who's singing the song? 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song? That's it. Come on now.
Mama said there'll be days like this. There'll be days like this. Mama said.
Mama said. Mama said.
Mama said there'll be days like this. There'll be days like this. My mama said.
Mama said. Mama said.
I went walking the other day and everything was going fine. I met a little boy named Billy Joe and then almost lost my mind. Mama said there'll be there'll be days like this, my mama said. My eyes were wide open, but all that I can see is chapel bells are
tolling.
Everyone heard of me, but I don't worry, 'cause mama said there'll be days.
Okay,
like
great.
This.
So who is singing that song? Anybody know who's singing that song? That was a big record. 407-894-1680. Who's singing that song? And we do that most Mother's Day. They've been on that radio show for last 2-3 years.
Okay. I need to know something really, really important. I want to know what Chris cooked today for Mother's Day.
Yes.
Is he there?
Nope. He might be answering the phone.
Well, Carter must be there now, so he might be helping Carter get ready for the show. But, Chris, if you hear us, we want to report what you made today for Mother's Day for your wife, Nakia.
And then we want to wish her a very happy Mother's Day.
That's right.
All right, so let's go to the phone lines right now, all the way from Clearwater, Florida, our good friend, the one and only Dr. Eugene. Eugene, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing all right. How you doing, Mike? Liz,
hi, Eugene.
Sheila.
Hi.
Yeah, how about the Shirelles?
This is Eugene from Clearwater. What are you saying? I can hardly hear you.
The Shirelles.
Telling you the answer. That's right.
Who is it? I can't hear you.
The Shirelles.
You're 100% right. That was Martha and the Shirelles. Shirley. Shirley and the Shirelles.
That's Martha and the Vandals.
Yeah, Shirley and the Shirelles. Shirley and the Shirelles. I should know this group. That's true.
Yeah.
Shirley and the Shirelles.
Are you enjoying the show tonight, Eugene? What did you think about the second hour?
I
interrupt you, girls. He just bought himself a $10 gift card from Subway. Going out to Eugene. $10 gift card to Eugene.
That's the E-Note. Oh, you have to bear with us, Eugene. It's a little stressful here doing remote.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, well, you can't imagine with the dogs and everything else.
I'm in pretty good land, but there's sometimes a little problem here. Mike, I don't know whether he's got a bad connection or a bad phone or what.
I didn't hear what Eugene said the last 2 seconds.
I couldn't
hear him either. Michael's, you can't hear him sometime real good, but Sheila's coming through real good, and you are too, Lynn.
Oh, okay. Well, Michael might be wandering around telling the dogs to be quiet or something. I don't know.
Well, he couldn't hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
He said you sang it out.
This has been very challenging, so we're doing the best we can do to keep the show going, so that's all we can do.
Yeah, I know. I'm doing conference calls for our Lions Club and for our council, so.
Yep.
I know how it is.
Yeah.
And the virtual convention next weekend, that's going to be interesting, so.
Yeah, I got to call in and put my bids on this stuff.
Yeah, I have a few items I'll be bidding on.
Better not be bidding on my jewelry.
Don't you be outbidding me.
Did I hear there's a bid on for dating with you, Sheila?
Yeah, there is. I saw that.
Lunch with the president.
It said drinks and snacks.
I'm going to bid on that. I don't know what we're going to do. But
a date with Sheila.
It It's a party with the president, is what it's
That's
called.
What it was. That's what.
Well, it's you.
But I
mean, day with Sheila.
Okay.
Day with Sheila.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Y'all take it easy.
Thank you. Okay. Be well, Eugene.
Okay. So, happy Mother's Day.
So, thank you, Chris. Before we go off, we want to know what you made for Nakia.
Okay. All right, so I don't want anybody to come by the house or don't come by the studio. No. What I did was this morning, I got up early this morning. I've been up since about 5 o'clock cooking. I did breakfast because
wow.
my oldest daughter said, hey, Dad, we're going to make a mama surprise breakfast. And I had got up already to get outside so I can grill a chuck roast that she wanted for dinner. So I grilled, grilled a chuck roast. I grilled some chicken tenders, cook breakfast, and lunch all at the same time. So happy Mother's Day, and it won't happen again. That's a lot of work. But what I did, I took my chuck roast out.
What did you make?
I made
bread,
chuck roast.
Water?
I made a chuck roast.
No, for breakfast. For breakfast.
I did.
Breakfast.
I make these fat, plump, juicy, mouth-watering, delicious pancakes that make you want to slap the taste out of your mouth.
Were they frozen
echo
pancakes?
Oh, no. But what I did was my chuck roast, I took my chuck roast out on Thursday night. I let it marinate and soak, and I soaked it in this wine called Buffalo Trace. You let it sit in the wine for the last 3 days, and Sunday morning I got up. I left it sitting out. I seasoned it, left it sitting out for 3 days, room temperature.
Oh my gosh.
Then I put that thing on the grill and took it to the waters.
Yum.
You could let the meat sit out for 3 days?
Yeah.
In the refrigerator.
Well, no. I let it sit out room temperature in the house. Because, you know, it's red meat. Red meat, you can kind of do that with. You can put red meat, let it sit out. But because when you cook it, the fire is going to kill out all the bacteria and all that stuff. So that's why I did.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, on that note, let me tell who's coming on next week before you shut us off. And thank you, Sheila, for joining us. Thank you, Chris, for another great show, and Michael. So join us next week, same time. Co-host Dave Hillebrandt will be joining us via remote, as well as a guest caller, Greg Lindbergh, who's the founder of the new podcast, Eyes Free Sports, and much, much more. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Sheila. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day to everyone. Happy Mother's Day to everyone.
Happy Mother's Day to everybody out there. Yep.
Hey, y'all have a good night and stick around. We got our good friend Carter in here ready to go in for Mother's Day for you.
Thank you, Chris, as always, for helping us do the show.
Hey.
Absolutely.
Anytime.
Thank you all.
I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who know how to work.
No, you're not a nobody. You're somebody.
You're somebody.
You are a big somebody.
You're the main man. The main man.
Good night, all.
Have a great night, all.
And listen, folks, don't go away. We'll be right back. Don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. Stay there. We'll be right back in 1 week.
Good night. Love you all.
Stay well, all. Don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. Stay well. God bless. Love you all. Good night.
Bye-bye.